Whenever you're ready, Ken. Okay. No one's calling in?
I think they're there. They were just listening.
Oh, okay.
Jamie, Kim, you guys are there, right?
Yes, we're both here.
Okay.
All right, I'll start off. Okay, this is collective bargaining with the University of West Florida Board of Trustees and the University of West Florida Chapter of the United Faculty of Florida. It is Monday, October 12th, 2020. It's approximately 10:13 Central Standard Time, and I'm Mike Matamore.
Dan Lucas.
John Fink.
Cassidy Hobbs. Gabrielle Noak.
Those on the phone.
Remy Goujon.
Jamie Sprague.
Amanda Schillinger.
Last time we met, Jonathan, you provided us with a packet of articles to close out the contract that included an Article 25. Dated October 8, 2020, a memorandum of understanding on the creation of senior lecturer, senior instructor, and senior research assistant, a memorandum of understanding dated August 19, 2020, on the consecutive use of release time and the lifting of the four-year cap at Section 3.4, the collective bargaining agreement for the spring of 2021. An August 31st, 2020 memorandum of understanding on phased retirement and an Article 24 on sabbaticals and professional development. Now, we can.
We also have that Article 35.
I think what we talked about last time at the end, which we would like to take you up on, is that we kick that can.
Great.
So the only. We can sign off on all of it. We have one tweak. One little, minor, inconsequential, unsubstantial, immaterial tweak. And that is, there's a concern that, you know, there's a concern as we start inching up the compensation level of the two semesters. That since it's uncapped, it could be used by any number of people, right? The only limit is if we postpone it because of staffing. And so for the full pay, one semester, there's a limit on the number of those types of sabbaticals. It's one semester for 40. Are you following me?
In the current language.
In the current language, right. And so
it's not capped, but it says they could still offer more than that.
They can offer more than that, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely can offer more than that. There's a minimum.
Yes.
We want to put that in the full year also. So the same, it's identical. It's going to be the identical language. And it'll be additional. It won't be cumulative. So you'll have 1 in 40 for this type and 1 in 40 for that type.
Okay. And is the full year at half pay still non-competitive? Is that element still in there?
We didn't change anything else about that.
Is there three options available now?
No, we didn't add them to D4.
Look at the language.
Okay, why don't we do that? Do you have a copy of
that? I have a copy. The heading is not updated, but it's basically just that paragraph. The paragraph 24.12 that changed.
And so you guys have changed some of this language in here. I mean, it's not marked as changed. It's not in underline.
Right. Paragraph 2 is the only change. Right.
I don't think we changed anything other than what we've shown.
Well, right now.
I didn't give them red lines. I think that's what
you're saying. Yeah, so I don't have a red line. The current sabbatical language.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Okay, and you all were fine with all the other elements?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, great. I'll tell you what, can we take a caucus?
Yeah, sure.
We'll just step up.
Okay.
Thank you guys for doing that. I feel like we'll have a path forward.
Okay.
Sounds as though we're back.
Okay, we're back. Quick. You guys ready? Are people back on?
Yeah, I think everybody stayed on.
We just stayed.
Okay, so this all sounds good to us. Well, one thing that we think that a small element that we want to address on the sabbatical.
Okay.
We're fine with having that 1 in 40 cap on the 2/3 pay. Year. We were at that. That's fine. And one element we want to also leave in the non-competitive that currently exists of the full year at half pay, right? Because we don't want to get into a situation like we're fine with making this one competitive, the full year at 2/3 pay.
Yes.
Right now, the full year at half pay is, and this is language that's used in other contracts, as you know, it's non-competitive in the sense that if you qualify for that one and you elect to do the full year at half pay, right, then that's one that you're going to automatically receive. The university saves money on those.
So what you're suggesting, Jonathan, is three types of sabbatical.
Yes, and there's precedent for that in other.
All right, so let's take a caucus.
And we can type that. I mean, I've got the thing here. I can type it up if that's.
I don't know what my team's reaction is going to be to it.
Okay.
Why don't you start typing it up? And
sure.
If they green light it, then it's okay. If not, we'll have to.
Yeah. And lastly, the other thing too, if we wanted more time just on the sabbatical issue, we'd be willing to sign off all that other stuff that's on the table. And if we wanted to come back to this one specific issue, we're happy to do that too.
Okay.
I'll try and type that up to see what it would look like.
Okay. I wonder if there's any way we could print out what you sent us to.
Magic. Did you have a printer with you, or you just network? You got friends in other places?
We actually knocked on the office next door. She was kind of, Melissa was kind of different. She did say she had a $5,000 printing retainer.
So I'm sure you covered that, right?
Yeah. I said, I can write you a form. You write some poetry.
All right. Members of my team make it back? All right.
Yes, we did. We're here.
Also.
Yeah.
Well, the concern about adding in the uncapped 50% salary two semester on top of the other two was a concern that somebody might, some department or some area might get into a situation where they have people that qualify for the one semester or qualify for the two semesters, 66 2/3, and then they have other people who are, you know, taking advantage of the uncapped third. But we're good with that because of the language at D3 that says, you know, if that creates a staffing issue, we can do postpone it.
So all of those subsections are still in place about making sure of FTEs and those things. And we wanted to point out too, because it would be in your guys' proposal that you wouldn't want. You changed it up here to say 1 in 40, but it still retained the language that says a sabbatical at 2/3 pay will be granted unless. And so, you would potentially get in conflict with that if some faculty say,
Okay, well, with all that, we're ready to sign off on this. And
great. All right, here, I've got signed copies on.
Oh, okay.
Well, I should give you both. And if you want to give me the, Dan, that's the balance. Fantastic. Good work.
And do you need more copies of the other articles, the MOU and all that? Do you have enough to get two going?
Those are both signed, pre-signed on the previous one. So
okay.
it's
the entire packet?
Yeah, the entire packet.
Is that,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's the sabbatical,
mm-hmm.
the status quo,
oh,
yeah. MOU revised about the senior instructors, and actually that one, there's no timeline attached. It's the MOU about phased retirement, you know, unchanged from three people forward, and then the MOU about the release time for USF, and then the new sabbatical one. Mike, do you know, is PERC still allowing for virtual ratification?
Yeah. Have you already received a variance from them?
First of all, I don't know what a variance is.
Okay.
Second of all, if I had received what I might have known, yeah.
Is that on the other positions we filed for?
I think you could go ahead and do it without any problem. If you get into contact with your legal counsel, they say that they want to file something with PERC, having PERC give them the ability to do it virtually, which PERC does it by form. You know, they haven't denied anybody that. I don't think that's necessary, but I'm not going to. This packet is missing a revised sabbatical.
There you go.
I hope some of the other schools see the wisdom in expanding access to phased retirement.
They don't always look to us for ideas.
You know, you would be surprised.
Really?
Yeah. You would. We, in our collaborative creative efforts, have actually been
noticed.
Yeah, absolutely. In our media, other bargaining sessions. A lot of the stuff that we did in our sessions about COVID-19 and trying to get accommodations, so I think that was adopted in other places as well.
Okay.
And we were forward thinking on revising sustained performance and things like that. That was one of the first things. And also, I think some of the things we did too about trying to have an objective standard about cost of living using
external.
Yeah. The
index.
Yes, my brain. The average. A lot of that stuff is actually.
And the communication of that is up through the union, usually.
Well, that's through like our collaboration. I know all the other two negotiators.
Right.
Who's your favorite, Jonathan?
Mike Mellon. the chapters that I deal that I speak with most are FSU. Yovana at UCF is very nice. I like her.
I like her.
She's good.
I like Irene.
Irene's great. Yeah, at FSU. Who's interesting? I don't think. Have you been pulled into USF yet or not? You don't.
I've never been.
Yeah.
I only did a. Litigation for them once.
Bob Welker's interesting. He's been there. He's a phenomenal lawyer who's done their faculty one for, I think he's literally been there 50 years now. He's an interesting guy. It's, you know, there's some people who do it for a long time. There's other people who do it. Some people just vote it out.
Some people must just get set up with it.
I think also that other universities, I think one of the benefits that we have is that, like, George and Martha, and other, you know, we know them, they've come up through the system. You know, I think a lot of the larger universities, they don't have as kind of personal relationships.
No, you're right. Everybody, I'm not saying this to, like, the negative to my other clients, but everybody at the University of West Florida seems to be very nice and, you know, on all sides, and they try to appreciate and understand what's going on. And that's not always the case. Wasn't always the case here.
Well, and I think that it's the same thing with, like, the bargaining teams. You know, sometimes you work with other bargaining teams that are appalled that the university would have a position on something. The advice I always try to think about or to give other people is that if the bargaining teams can have, you can have a shared understanding of what the problem is that you're trying to solve, you know, you can usually come to an agreement. A lot of times bargaining teams will say, they won't define what the problem is they're trying to solve. They'll just say, here's some random proposal.
All right, well, thanks. If it wasn't for the pandemic, I'd shake both of you.
Yeah, absolutely. We just want to
virtual. Cheers.
Okay. We'll communicate this to faculty and try and get notification set up for as soon as possible.
Okay.
And I know that Emily does a very good job for us, you know, getting stuff like that set up. So hopefully we'll get that set up quickly with Mark.
Good. I think they've been doing this thing, and Perk just, why Perk doesn't put out just a, you know, why Perk doesn't just put out an order for everyone?